Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in a little house in the big wood. There was a great big bear called George, a middle-sized bear called Mavis, and a tiny little bear called Brian. But they were better known as Father Bear, Mother Bear, and Baby Bear, or Three Bears. The three bears lived very happily and quietly together in the house, which was always tidy. They each had their own things. They had their own food bowls, a big one with daisies on for Father Bear, a middle-sized one with buttercups on for Mother Bear, and a little one with rabbits on for Baby Bear. They had their own chairs, a big one with a high back and arms for Father Bear, a middle-sized one with big cushions for Mother Bear, and a little one with rabbits on for Baby Bear. They had their own beds, a big one with a carved headboard for Father Bear, a middle-sized one with a quilted headboard for Mother Bear, and a little one with rabbits on for Baby Bear. One morning, when it was his turn to make breakfast, Father Bear made a big pot of porridge. When it was ready, he poured it into the three bowls. It was still too hot to eat, so Father Bear suggested, as it was a sunny morning, that they all go for a stroll in the woods while the porridge cooled. After opening all the windows to let the sun in to warm the house, they set off down the path. On that same morning, there was someone else walking in the big wood. A little girl called Goldilocks was stomping along, swatting at butterflies with a stick and kicking the heads off of flowers. She was in a bad mood. Her mum had told her off, and she slammed out of the house without any breakfast. Goldilocks was feeling very hungry when she suddenly smelled the warm, delicious smell of porridge. She followed the smell with her nose until she came to where the three bears' house stood in the sunny clearing. Goldilocks liked the look of the house, and when she peeped through the open window, she saw three bowls of porridge on the table. Goldilocks' empty tummy grumbled. She wondered if whoever lived in the house might like to share their breakfast with her. So she knocked on the door. There was no reply. Goldilocks lifted the latch to see if the door was locked. It wasn't. After looking around, she opened the door, stepped inside, and went straight for the bowls of porridge on the table. She first tried the biggest bowl with the most amount of porridge. "Ugh!" said Goldilocks. "Too hot." Then she tried the middle-sized bowl. "Yuck! Too cold," she said. Next, she tried the little bowl with the rabbits on. "Yum, yum, just right," she said, and quickly ate it all up. Goldilocks then started to make herself at home. She tried sitting in the biggest chair, but it was very uncomfortable. "Too hard," said Goldilocks. Then she tried the middle-sized chair. "Too soft," she said. Next, she tried the little chair. "Just right," she said. She liked this one and wriggled with glee so much that, crash, the back legs broke and she fell to the floor. Picking herself up and feeling a bit cross, Goldilocks then decided to explore the rest of the house. She went upstairs in the bedroom where she found the three beds. First, she tried lying on the biggest bed. "Too high," she said. Then she tried lying on the middle-sized bed. "Too low," she said. Next, she tried the little bed. "Just right," she said, and it was so comfortable that she immediately fell fast asleep. Very soon, the three bears returned home from their walk and were surprised to find the door open. They looked inside and noticed the bowls of porridge on the table. "Somebody's been eating my porridge," said Father Bear in a great growling voice. "Well, somebody's been eating my porridge," said Mother Bear, in a mellow, sort of middle-sized voice. "Somebody's been eating my porridge and eating it all up," said Baby Bear, in a squeaky little voice. Then they noticed the chairs had been moved. "Somebody's been sitting in my chair," said Father Bear, in a great, gruff, growling voice. "Somebody's been sitting in my chair," said Mother Bear, in a mellow, middle-sized voice. "Sitting in my chair and broken it all to bits," sobbed Baby Bear in a squeaky little voice, dripping tears onto the floor. The three bears then heard the sound of snoring coming from upstairs. They tiptoed up the stairs and into the bedroom. and they looked at the rumpled bed.
"Somebody's been lying in my bed," said Father Bear in a great gruff, growling voice.
"Somebody's been lying on my bed," said Mother Bear in a mellow, middle-sized voice. "Somebody's been lying on my bed, and she's still there," wailed Baby Bear in a squeaky little voice.
The commotion woke Goldilocks up with a start, and seeing the three bears, she screamed, "Ah!" This frightened the bears, that they all flung their arms in the air, and they screamed, "Ah!" Goldilocks thought she was going to be eaten. She leapt out of the bed and dived out of the nearest window. She landed in a blackberry bush, picked herself up and ran off home as fast as her legs would go. After the three bears got over their shock, Father Bear made some more porridge. Mother Bear mended Baby Bear's chair, and Baby Bear made the beds. They lived happily ever after, and always locked their door when they went out, just in case. Goldilocks never went back to the three bears' house. She grew up into a fine young woman and had many adventures, but she never ate porridge again.